This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Rozgar Mela, providing opportunities for employment generation and youth empowerment. The participants are K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
At a time when youth empowerment is crucial for economic and social development, Rozgar Mela stands as a powerful bridge between aspiration and opportunity, creating pathways for employment, skill development, and nation building. It's a pleasure to have with us K.G. Suresh, a distinguished voice in the field of journalism, to help us dive deeper into the vision, execution, and future of the topic Rozgar Mela and the nation building in India. It's a pleasure to have you with us, Suresh.
Thank you, Rajeshji.
Let's begin by exploring the foundational goals behind Rozgar Mela and how it has evolved to meet the needs of the youth today.
Absolutely. The Rozgar Melas were always conceived as an opportunity to serve as a bridge between the aspirations of the youth of the country and what the government wants to achieve through this employment. And if you heard the Prime Minister, it was very clear that he told them not just about the opportunities, but also about what is expected of them, that the country expects them, now that they have got their appointment letters, to work for the betterment of the society and the country at large. But alongside, I think it has also been made very clear to youth all over the country that today's economy demands that the youth not only aspire for jobs, but also for self-employment. That is also the need of the hour. Today, startups are required. Today, we have a larger mission, that is the manufacturing mission, wherein from a largely service-oriented economy, we are moving towards a manufacturing-centric economy, which some of our neighbors had achieved in the past, like China. Now, we should be known for our manufacturing. That is why the Prime Minister long back launched the Make in India as the kind of India's mission, in a mission mode. And thanks to that, today a lot of products, India was known for producing and even exporting the small end products, not the larger items, the very technological items, but very basic items. And we were also as a supplier of raw materials rather than processed products. Right. And our products were largely agrarian, traditional, but not the high-end products. But today, thanks to the serious efforts made by the government over the last decade or so, we see a potential shift in the kind of investment that's coming into the country. And also the local industrialists, the entrepreneurs, making serious efforts to produce world-class products, which are not only for the Indian market and the Indian consumer, but also for export to other countries. Now, apart from the software and all that, which we have been the masters of, now we are looking at silicon chips, we are looking at mobiles, right. We are looking at aircraft manufacturing, we are looking at defense production in a big way, in space technology. In fact, we are offering launch pads to other developing countries and even some developed countries. So our focus has shifted to high-end technology.
That's what the reason why perhaps the Prime Minister talked about Atmanirbhar Bharat and being a developed nation, the role of the youth becomes very important.
Absolutely.
And he said that when the youth actively contribute to nation building, the country experiences accelerated development and earns recognition at the global stage. And all the points that you mentioned about Silicon Valley,
yes,
or their participation in the manufacturing process and doing new things has a very important role to play.
Absolutely. Long back, Swami Vivekananda had said that 100 such youth and I can transform the face of this country. And today, youth, in terms of our demographic dividends, we are the youngest country in the world, youngest nation in the world. The kind of youth power, other countries have an aging population, whereas we have a very strong youth component in our population. And they are very talented. In fact, they are contributing even to global economy. They are leading Fortune 500 companies globally. So that youth power has to be harnessed. And the Prime Minister has left no opportunity from catching them young. While they are giving their examinations, he addresses them ahead of board examinations. From there to addressing university students, to connecting with them.
Prime Minister gives a hope to the youth.
Absolutely.
And he gives them the positivity that they require to do and excel in whatever they are doing.
He not only motivates, he is not just addressing them and giving them any placebos. There are actually schemes which are available, like the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana. I have seen with my own eyes in places like Bhopal, where youth are being trained in essential skills, where we require craftsmen, we require people who can take care of minor things which were never focused upon. So the entire skill empowerment, so that is why the Skill India mission is there. Startups, those who want to have their own entrepreneurship, they come up with their ideas and they are supported by the government. So you have Mudra Yojana is there for even the street vendors. So there is no, and of course they are being encouraged in even traditional industries like khadi and village industries. Prime Minister spoke about it today also, that how the production and consumption of khadi and village products have gone up like anything. And that is because the Prime Minister himself is giving a push. He promotes traditional arts, crafts. He promotes Banarasi saris. So he himself is the ambassador, so to say, of khadi.
So Sureshji, in this budget, the government has announced the manufacturing mission with a goal to promote the Make in India initiative and provide India's youth with the opportunity to create globally standardized products. Let's hear what he said.
साथियों, इस बजट में सरकार ने मैन्युफैक्चरिंग मिशन की घोषणा की है। इसका उद्देश्य है मेक इन इंडिया को बढ़ावा देना और भारत के युवाओं को ग्लोबल स्टैंडर्ड वाले प्रोडक्ट बनाने का मौका देना। इससे न केवल देश की लाखों एमएसएमई को, हमारे लघु उद्यमियों को बढ़ावा मिलेगा, बल्कि पूरे देश में रोजगार के नए अवसर भी खुलेंगे।
So, Sureshji, manufacturing mission will not only support, as we just heard the Prime Minister talk about MSMEs and small entrepreneurs across the country, and how they will open up new employment opportunities nationwide.
He has even pointed out that, for example, he has said that whether it is the automobile or the footwear industries, they have achieved new records in production and exports, creating substantial employment opportunities for the youth. And he has also talked about how inland water transport has covered so many new areas, which is unprecedented in the last so many years. And their carriage capacity has gone up like anything. So from 5 to 110, the national waterways has increased, and from 2,700 to 5,000 kilometers. And of course, he has spoken about the Wave Summit.
Yeah, the Waves is really making waves in the field of entertainment, and soon it's going to be launched. Mumbai will host the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit 2025. And this event places the nation's youth at its core, providing young creators with such a platform for the first time. Would you elaborate on the opportunities that are available to the youth through WAVE?
Let's accept it. This is the medium of the youth. The audiovisual medium, the entertainment medium, the digital India, the digital medium belongs to the youth. They are on it everywhere. And when I talk about digital medium, I'm not just talking about the social media platforms, because that is where the focus goes. But I think we are also talking about artificial intelligence. I'm also talking about the huge databases that we have. I'm also talking about animation. I'm also talking about virtual reality, augmented reality, comics, animation, the huge potential that we have. Look at the animated series that in India, even still now, people watch Korean and Japanese animation series. Gaming is one area where so many students, youngsters are hooked on to. Can't we produce? We have been storytellers for centuries. Can't we be telling stories from the Panchatantra and Jataka stories to the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, yeah, our epics? So we have to take it to the world. So this gives an opportunity for them to see what is happening in the world. We feel that sitting in our echo chambers, we feel that, well, India, we are doing a great job. But Waves offers us an opportunity to see, one, what is happening in the world, and two, what is it that the world wants, so that we can produce it for the world. Correct. You have today a lot of many channels abroad who are looking for Indian content, not only to cater to the Indian diaspora. There is a global demand. Last, I had gone to the Asian Media Summit in Thailand, in Bangkok, and there I met people who said that the Thai people love Indian television serials, the stories. So, and they get it translated, dubbed. So we need to know what the world wants and accordingly come up with, because we have so much of
content,
and this is the right opportunity. And artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and Indians, because of we adopted computer early and today we are in leadership roles, whether it is Silicon Valley or Bangalore or anywhere.
The name of the game today is AI. And India is doing pretty well, as you mentioned, about the OTT and what have you.
Yes.
And youth can play a major role there. What are the initiatives from the government to boost this aspect?
Innovation is something which is even part of the national education policy, where it has been mandatorily, it is required that a part has to go into online education. You cannot have just offline education. You are mandated to go for online, whether it is with regard to faculty development, whether it is regard to content, because it mandates, the new education policy has allowed students to have degrees simultaneously from two different institutions in different disciplines. You have space for MOOCs courses, and a lot of students have been allowed, a lot of credits are being given for courses, because the whole purpose is to bring in flexibility in education, flexibility of time and space in education. So that is where AI can help generate a lot of content which is customized to understand, assess the student capabilities, and to produce content accordingly. That is where AI is known for its competence in, in not only in assessment, but also in customization, in breaking big data, in data analytics. So AI has immense potential, and the government has recognized that, realized that. And that is why, if you know that in the last budget also, there is a provision has been kept for the National Center for Excellence in Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming and Comics. So that's also being set up.
So we discussed, Sureshji, that the Prime Minister distributed more than 51,000 appointed letters to the newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations. In this, he did not forget the women. He acknowledged that the India's women power is reaching new heights in fields ranging from bureaucracy to space and science. The government is also focusing on empowering rural women. Now, this is huge. The inclusivity that he's talking about, the inclusivity of young women that he's talking about.
Absolutely.
Encouraging them to come to various sectors which were hitherto for men. Now he's encouraging the women to come forward and take part in nation building.
In fact, he pointed out that the top two positions in the UPSC results were secured by women, and three out of the top five are women. And he has said that not just bureaucracy, space and science, he has talked about rural women. We have been talking about the Anganwadi system. So he has talked about the self-help groups, the Bima Sakhis, the Bank Sakhis, the Krishi Sakhis, who have created new opportunities. And he has said that now many are working as drawn didis, and over 90 lakh self-help groups are now involving over 10 crore women in the country. So the active involvement of women, not only the educated, the so-called highly educated women in the cities, but also the women in the rural areas, because at the end of the day, if women are empowered, that takes care a lot of when it comes to literacy, when it comes to human development indices. Unless the woman is empowered, because women hold the key, if women are educated, children would be naturally be educated. Women are empowered, then many of these crimes against women will come down drastically. If women are empowered, then the family makes enlightened choices. You see, when it comes to whether it is societal issues or national issues, so educating the women changes the society for the better.
It's very clear, Sureshji, that as we have discussed, empowering our youth through meaningful opportunities is not just about individual success, it's about building a stronger, more resilient India for the future. And on that note, we would like to thank you for being with us at Akashwani.
Thank you.
You are listening to our discussion on Rozgar Mela, providing opportunities for employment generation and youth empowerment. The participants were K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.